Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. Joining me in studio right now is the Executive Administrator from the Hone County Medical Care Facility, Kim Salmi. Kim, it's good to talk to you.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right. Last time we spoke is when there were a number of renovations that were set to begin over at the medical care facility, and I want to be able to talk about those when we get a moment here in just a second. But first, you know, if I was to stop you on the street and I didn't know what the medical care facility was, and I said, "What's that building over there?" You know, how would you tell somebody that didn't know already what you do, you know, exactly what you're about?
Well, we're about meeting the needs of the community, our elders, and not just elders, but also people who maybe have had surgery and they need some rehabilitation or a stroke on a short-term basis in order to successfully transition back home. So we have a short-term rehab unit that's new since the construction, 16-bed facility. And then we have three longer-term units throughout the buildings, and those range anywhere from 40 up to 54 residents each. And then we have our specialty memory care unit. So that's a locked unit, and in that, that's really where people who maybe have wandered out in the community and aren't really safe to be in their own environments anymore, they can be safely cared for.
In what ways are you similar and dissimilar to, say, what somebody might normally think of as a nursing home?
I think with the remodeling, we've really made an effort to get away from the institutionalization of a nursing home. So for people who have been in there recently, and maybe they hadn't been there in a while, they walk in and they say that it feels like the Hilton. and we're really proud of that. So you walk in, you have this great ambiance. We're working on a coffee shop area in the front where people can visit. A library also is up front, and a hair salon. And then when you move throughout the facility, you obviously have the resident rooms, which are where they sleep. But then you have these big dining towers and living room areas and sunrooms where they live. And that's been a very welcome change for our residents. It's and so I guess I don't know if that really answers your question.
It does. And I'm going to throw something out there, too. And you can, if I'm totally off base, you can tell me I'm wrong. But I had heard from somebody who had a relative at the Houghton County Medical Care Facility that kept saying that about how wonderful it was. And I said, well, I had a relative that had gone to a nursing home. Mm-hmm. And my impression of what, you know, that sort of near the end of life housing was to prepare, you know, basically provide you a place to go because, you know, if you ever hear the commercials, a place for mom, you know, mm-hmm. type of thing, a place to put, you know, your parents when they're, you know, elderly and you don't want to take care of them anymore. They said, well, and the language is going to be a little shocking. They said, nursing home is a place you go to get ready to die. The Houghton County Medical Facility is where you go to live. And I thought that was a neat way of kind of putting that it's about living, it's about life, it's about, you know, as you said, about the rehab portion of it as well, and to be able to send people home. It's not a final destination place. It's a place, you know, that provides a comfortable and an enjoyable living environment for people that, you know, are living there.
And I think there's a lot to be said in that. I've also heard people say, you know, shockingly, it's just a storage house for the elderly. And that is not at all what we do. Our residents are very active and engaged. We do everything from outings to the casino, to the library, to other concerts in the area. We bring in groups. We've had the kids over the summer would walk over from BHK and just kind of have a fun time with the residents where they would bounce balloons around and really engage with the elderly, which I think is important for the kids as well to have that intergenerational, multi-generational exchange. So there's a lot of stuff going on there, and it is somewhere that people go to live. Life doesn't stop when you go into the nursing home. It should just be a continuation. And with all the changes and the improvements of food has been a big one with the openings of the dining towers. I've had people tell me that it's like being on top of the Sears Tower at a restaurant in Chicago. It's very fancy, in quotation marks, that it rivals some of the other assisted living areas in the community as far as quality and home-like environment. And that's really what it's about. This is their home. And for many people, it is not their final home. Many people do go out and they do rehab. Sometimes it takes them longer than what they had anticipated. Sometimes they get better faster and they go home. But either way, our job is to really care for them in an individualized manner. To meet their needs.
And I believe the importance of a facility like the one that you're part of is to this area can't be understated, because one, it's not a very easy place to live, especially as, you know, if you don't have a lot of family in the area, or if you are, you know, more advanced in years. It, you know, we're not living in Central Florida here. The elements provide enough problems as it is. And also, yeah, a lot of people, I think, do find themselves without a huge support system. So they may not have as many, you know, relatives in the area that can, you know, help provide care and stuff. And the Houghton County Medical Care Facility, you know, makes sure that nobody falls through the cracks when it comes to that because of the availability that you have to local residents who, you know, I said, maybe they don't have all of the options that other people have. You're there.
And that, you know, that speaks to the core of our mission is to take care of the Houghton County residents. And we have beds set aside, too, for Keweenaw County residents. So it's really to serve the elders in our community. And I think in speaking, you know, to that a little bit, we do have people come in all the time where they've relocated their children, have their adult children to other states. And then they come into our facility and they're like, wow, this does not look like a nursing home. This doesn't feel like a nursing home. And I think that that's something that the county really, you know, should be proud of, and that the community members should be proud that they support that.
And they do support it in more ways than one. One is that we support it financially as a county. How is the facility paid for?
Well, we do have the millage, which passed a couple of years ago in the renewal, and a lot of that is helping take care of the construction cost. And then it's also supported through Medicaid, Medicare dollars, private insurance. So we pretty much take everybody. So as you know, we're the only facility in the area that has the VA funding. So we don't have a lot of VA residents, but we do have a couple as well. And so we pretty much take anybody who fits the criteria, meets the criteria to be a resident in the nursing home.
Is it common for a county to have a facility like this that is supported and run by the county? I don't know of too many others. I don't know of a Dickinson County Medical Health, you know, medical care facility or what.
It is common. Throughout the states, I believe there's 30 to 35 county medical care facilities.
Okay, there's 83 counties.
Okay. And so some counties do not have it. A few counties, they have, I think down in Delta County, they have a tri-county medical care facility. The majority of them are operated with a millage because we take people that maybe don't have coverage as far as insurance goes. But there are multiple county facilities throughout the state. Our state does a very good job, and our communities do a very good job of making sure that those are funded appropriately so that we can kind of go above and beyond, I guess, for our residents and really get the individualized care and equipment that they need.
Well, what's the quality of care and the skills that the staff at the Houghton County Medical Care Facility, what are they able to provide to the residents?
Well, we have the different units, and so our residents and our staff members who are on the memory care unit have special training as far as that goes. So those are nurses, CNAs, they have their own set of activities aides, their own set of housekeepers, and they're really individualized and cater towards people with memory issues and dementia and some of the challenges that population may bring along. Then the short-term rehab unit, it's almost the physicians have come in and they said it's like a mini med-surg unit. These are fresh out of the hospital residents that have just recently been discharged. And so it's more critical, I would say, for nursing, a lot of wound care training and IV antibiotics. It's very similar to what you would find in the med-surg unit. Matter of fact, I would say 5 years ago, the majority of these residents would actually still be in the hospital. And then throughout the rest of the facility, we're staffed by nurses, CNAs, housekeepers, dining, different dining personnel. And we've been working really hard recently to move towards the Eden philosophy. And with the Eden philosophy, it's where even though this is maybe not my job, you know, I might be a housekeeper, but I can still bring you a glass of water. Mm-hmm. I can still, you know, make sure that your needs are met and to really look at that from a broader standpoint.
What about health and wellness needs outside of medical?
Mm-hmm. Well, psychosocial activities are very important. We have a newer activities director. She's been there for about a year now, and she has a master's degree, I believe, in therapeutic recreational medicine, and her thesis is on pet therapy. So we have a few pets now, courtesy of our new activities director. We have a bunny rabbit and we have a puppy. They're looking at getting chinchillas, no cats, because we do have people with some severe allergies. So we did look into that as well. So that's one aspect of it. And then we we'd make sure that there's a lot of activities throughout the day, everywhere from bingo, which, believe it or not, can be very cutthroat in long-term care, and to, you know, to baking. We really want this to be meaningful to our residents, what they do there every day. And so it's not just, you know, wake up and the monotony day after day after day in the nursing home. Every day should be different. And every day there should be something that's engaging to each individual that's there. We've made a lot of strides recently, and we have a ways to go with involving technology and into the nursing home. And so as part of the remodel, on the first floor, they wanted to trial more of an open nursing nursing station concept, to where we're working kind of where they're living. And so we have put in USB ports so that people can plug in their devices and they can watch Hulu, the residents, right there at the nurses' station. And there's been a lot of streaming as far as that goes to kind of get up to what are people doing at home. You know, the demographic has changed a lot in that, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, if you were 80 years old, you might not be so computer savvy. But now most of the residents could probably teach me a thing or two about the internet and technology.
Your location also, I think, gives you, you know, some good advantages when it comes to quality of life, because I've been there during the nicer months of the year, and your outdoor patio and your garden area and stuff is really nice that you have that on the grounds.
And then with the addition of the remodel, the dining towers actually have 270 degrees of windows, and so when the storm blows through, or when a freighter comes through the canal, it really is quite the to-do. And so people would just sit up there and you kind of feel like you're in a snow globe is when it's storming, but it's pretty neat. And so you kind of feel like you're outside even though you're still inside. And then the last part that we have to do is the memory care unit, and we're going to do something similar with that.
All right, we covered a number of the things that the millage was able to provide through the renovation. Did we miss anything?
There's a lot that we're still doing in the process of doing. We did a pretty good job of staying on budget with the renovations, so that the main project was just completed last week, and then now we're able to tackle the memory care unit, which really has not been updated since it was built several years ago, and it feels like 1985 probably in there, and so we're able to remodel that so that the whole building, by the time this is done next summer, will be completely remodeled. Along with that, we're pursuing our EDEN certification, which is really resident-centered care. And then we're also doing some upgrades with our electronic charting, which, I guess to simplify that, there's kind of like the gold standard of charting, and so we're moving towards that. It's expensive. There's a lot of training that goes involved in it that is very comprehensive. And so we're moving towards that. It works well with the hospital's chartings, and they're hoping to integrate them for more portability and accessibility of records as well, which I think in the long run is really going to do great things for our quality measures and the quality of care that we actually provide there.
Medical care facilities like the one in Houghton County are under intense scrutiny. They get reviewed and checked out quite a bit by the state and other agencies that try to ensure that the quality of care that is being given to its residents is top-notch and that there are no issues. Talk about the success of the Houghton County Medical Care Facility and how you've done in those different evaluations.
So we are evaluated at a minimum on an annual basis, and then they can come in for kind of like a pop quiz anytime that they want. So there are things that we do have to report to the state of Michigan, and then there are things that if somebody calls in a complaint or a concern, that they'll come in and investigate those as well. We had our most recent annual survey in September. We received very few citations. I think probably I would say the best one in the community locally. I think a lot of that stems from the remodel and the dining towers and new activities director. So I think that we're headed on the right path. I'm very proud of the care that we give there and proud to work there.
Okay. Do they rank you or give you like a star rating or anything like that?
They do give a star rating. This year is a new survey process. So while we did wonderful, it actually doesn't apply to our star rating, unfortunately. Okay. We are a little disgruntled about that because you did really well. And then you're like, oh, but that doesn't count. So we do give a star rating. We're 4 out of 5 stars. And they measure us everything from our health inspections to our quality measures to staffing. And then they give us an overall star rating. So we're 4 out of 5 stars. Average, obviously, is 3. So we're doing very well.
You mentioned earlier that your facility is supported by the VA. So mm-hmm. talk a little bit about that process over this past year and trying to sort this out with the deferment on mm-hmm. admissions from the VA.
I think a lot of it, as with many issues and challenges, really comes down to communication. And I know that there were some staffing issues at the VA. And honestly, I think our issue, it just kind of fell through the cracks. And so somehow it had gotten public and it had maybe spiraled out of control more than it really should have, when this really should have probably been resolved last April, because I think they were citing issues from over 2 years ago or their concerns, but none recently. On the upside, the issue was resolved. I believe that there's a process in place to make sure that this doesn't happen again. We've had a tremendous outpouring of support from our community, our local ombudsman, Connie. She works with UPCAP at that building down in Escanaba. She actually called me probably a week or two ago and said, if anybody has any concerns with your building, please give them my phone number. She goes, because I have none, and I would be happy to clarify any concerns that anybody might have. So, there's good that's come out of it. It's unfortunate that the PR campaign was not favorable to us, but the support of the community was, and I have no doubts about the care that we provide there.
What's your relationship with the Veterans Affairs Agency now?
It's tentatively healing, I would say, would probably be our relationship. I'd met with them. They actually came into the facility probably about 2 weeks ago. The Office of Home and Community-Based Programs, that director of that department, she came in. She took a tour. She had not been there in several years. And looked at the facility, saw the remodel and the changes that had taken place, and she had no concern. And the email that she had sent me after her visit, she had stated that she is recommending that the contract is renewed and that we're off deferment now.
Okay, yeah, that deferment's already been lifted.
It has already been lifted.
Okay. So if you're a veteran in the area and you're looking at becoming a resident of the Houghton County Medical Care Facility, anything you need to know at this point?
That we're open for business.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. Good to hear. You mentioned that you've learned a lot through the process. Well, what are some of the things that you did learn?
Through the process with the VA?
Yes.
Things I've learned a lot because there were people behind the scenes that were working on this issue. Congressman Bergman's office was working on it. The ombudsman and the state ombudsman actually got involved because they had been misquoted. And so I've learned a lot of the politics behind the scenes that go into everything. Like I said, I don't have any concerns with the care that was provided there. I think a lot of it was just communication, lack thereof, phone calls not being returned, those type of things. And so maybe next time a little bit more tact could be handled on the PR campaign or public relations standpoint, but
all right. Well, yeah. We're closing out 2018 here, getting started on 2019. Tell me what the new year has in store for the folks there at the facility.
For our residents, they have a big Christmas party tomorrow. The Houghton High School Band, 90-piece band, is actually coming and spreading out throughout the facility. Our dietary department and our CNAs and housekeeping, everybody does an amazing job at
making. And this is taking place on Wednesday?
This is taking place tomorrow.
On Christmas Eve or tomorrow?
No, tomorrow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is theirs on Sunday, so I don't want to. I don't want a bunch of people showing up on your door Christmas Eve going, hey, one of them here to hear the band. So.
No, because the kids are off school. So they'll be there tomorrow. Wednesday the 19th, I believe.
Okay.
And so there's a big party is going on. Staff, we do not really an ugly sweater, but I think we're calling it the most festive outfit of the day. They get a prize. Everybody gets into it. The residents get dressed up and, just like you would go to your family's for Christmas Eve And so that will pretty much take place all day tomorrow. Then on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and the same with New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, we usually have special dinners, a little bit fancier than normal. I think we're doing shrimp for one day, maybe prime rib for another. our dietitian works really well with the local businesses to get that at a good price, and so that we can kind of splurge a couple times a year for our residents. You know, like I said, we want this to feel like their home. And at home, you eat well on Christmas. And so we want that to happen in the facility as well. A lot of decorations. Then I heard a bunch of kids coming down the hallway earlier singing Christmas carols. And so it's just kind of a fun time of the year.
That's always nice. Yeah. Okay. So after the new year, I'm coming up here. What's the year got in store for you? Any big plans?
So, like I said earlier, we're switching over our charting, which is, you know, not very sexy to those who aren't using it, but it is for us, and it will definitely improve the care and the speed at which the nurses are able to provide that care and the overall quality. We just broke ground today on our memory care unit, and that should be for the next few months, and we're looking at possibly some upgrades with our cafeteria for our employees and to expand that a little bit so that we can also offer cafeteria services for the community as well. So if they come in and they want to grab a wrap or they want to grab a salad, we'd like to be able to offer that service to the community. So that's all coming up ahead over the next few months. We're continuing to push forward with the Eden philosophy. And then this spring, we're looking at possibly spring, early summer, expanding the front. You had mentioned the gardens earlier and the front patio area. And I would really like to see that turn into more like a European type cafe, outdoor cafe with some shading naturally and just kind of make it a fun place to sit and visit. My goal is to, for when this is all done, this being the construction, is for this to be, you don't feel like you're walking into a nursing home. From the minute you walk in the front doors, I want it to smell like home. I want it to smell like food and bakery. And I don't want, you know, there's no more call lights. The call light system is now quiet, so you're not hearing that institutional sound anymore. And then if you want to come and visit your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa, and pick up a coffee, because we're hoping to get a coffee shop up front this year, and we're looking at different vendors versus running that in-house, so that you can have a coffee and a sandwich or a wrap and then go out into the patio and really visit. So that's really important for me, is for this to feel like home at the end of the day for our residents.
That's quite a good vision, and it kind of brings this full circle back to where we started this conversation about what set the medical care facility apart. So that's interesting. Now, if somebody wants to find out more, they want to see maybe for themselves, are people able to arrange to come on by and find out, you know, a little bit about it, see if it's for them or for their loved ones to see, you know?
Absolutely. I've had people come in and they do the surprise kind of secret shopper, and I'm fine with that. We're ready anytime. So people can come into the front entryway if they want a more formal tour, and they can see Betsy. She's our admissions coordinator. They can call and set up an appointment too. So that would be 482-5050. But like I said, people are free to drop by anytime.
What about funding? What sort of, what's it going to cost somebody?
As far as, a lot of it depends on what their insurance is. Okay. So if somebody has Medicaid, Medicaid takes care of everything. If somebody needs short-term rehab, then there's various, you know, it really depends on what your insurance type would be.
So different kinds of insurances all accepted, including, you said, Medicare and Medicaid.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. What about your, how full are you? Is there a waiting list or anything to get in?
Right now with the construction, we have 14 beds that are offline, and those will be back in online in, I believe, the end of March. So we have a couple openings right now, given that those beds are offline. Our short-term rehab unit, those beds tend to turn over very quickly. People are in and out. I would say the average stay there is 20 to 30 days for the short-term rehab. So that, there's usually a pretty steady influx there.
Okay. So open to all Houghton County residents. You said you have some room for Keweenaw County residents. And is that kind of limit? I don't know if you're from Berrigo or from Ontonagon, because sometimes there's program goes into those areas. And if they can't go to your place, where do they go?
If they can't go to our place, there's other facilities in the area. But Houghton, I mean, we pretty much take anybody. Okay. So we've taken residents from downstate. out of state. It really just depends on if we have the bed availability.
Okay, great to know.
So it's not just limited to Houlton, Kewaunee. There's oftentimes that people will move their elderly parent up here. Maybe their parent has moved to Arizona and stayed there, and then something happened, and they want them closer to home to be able to manage. And so that's common as well. And we've had people fly from Vermont up and moved into the nursing home. And our admissions team helps facilitate that to make sure that everything is taken care of.
My guest this segment has been Kim Salmi. She's the executive administrator for the Houlton County Medical Care Facility. Kim, one last question. If people want to be able to find more information, are you online? Do you have Facebook? What's the best way for them people to find out?
We are online. We're in the process of redoing our website page. Okay. So that's... That should be reflective with the new name and that change as well. Okay. So we've kind of been putting the brakes on that a little bit, our website, in hopes that the state of Michigan will approve our name change within the next couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks so much, Kim.
All right. Thank you.
Copper Country Today. We'll be right back.